Serving New York State and Southern Ontario, you're listening to WDCX FM Buffalo, WDCX HD1 Buffalo, and WDCZ AM Buffalo, WDCX AM Rochester, and WDCX HD1 Rochester, and WDCD Albany. This is Lifeline with Neil Boron. To join the conversation, call 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
All right, let's get back to it here in Charmaine from North York. You're on 1-800-684-2848, 883-5000 if you're calling in the greater Buffalo area. Any questions or comments about Ditch the Joneses, Discover Your Family, How to Thrive on Less Than Two Incomes. Charmaine, you've been holding for quite a while, and apologize about that, but you had a similar kind of scenario. You're currently surviving on one income?
I am currently surviving on one income, raising four children.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yes. Well, it's pretty tight. I think it's more as a discipline. I have to limit the household expenses, you know, turn off the switches, you know, watch, gauge everything. But it is possible. At some months, it's pretty nerve-wracking because there's insecurities as time goes on. You know, with children, you can't predict anything. Sickness happens and everything cut into your budget. But I make it happen. I mean, but it can be stressful, so it is possible, but it's still pretty stressful at times, to be honest.
Yeah. All right. Well, comment on that part. Is it worth it if there's stress involved, Kathy?
Oh, goodness. I really loved that time when I had the kids home when they were little. Now they're old enough to be in school, so it's, you know, a little more limited on the time I get with them. But wow, I'm so thankful for those years. So thankful for the decisions that my husband and I were able to make together, too. And that's a whole other element of stress that can happen is if a couple's not in agreement about the decisions you're making, it can be really difficult. And that really was one of the reasons that I was kind of led to put down the ideas of what my husband and I shared, is because I wanted to help other people who were living that stress simply because they couldn't come to agreement. So I would absolutely say it's worth it. You know, great to hear that you're getting to do that with four little ones. That's wonderful.
Four little ones, definitely.
Good for you. Let me ask you this, Kathy. In your own experience, there are some people who don't have kids, so this is not even really an issue, maybe. Was your primary motivation the children then? This was not about just cutting back for the sake of cutting back and being able to write a book about it. It was that you wanted to spend more time with your kids. And I'm wondering, is that right?
Right, absolutely. Okay. We planned in advance, spent some time looking at our income and could we live on one? Right. What would we need to do to prepare for it? We actually even made an agreement that whichever one of us was working and making more would have to be the one staying in full time. And of course, I was really excited when my husband got a promotion and it was him.
Okay.
But yeah. Yeah, we absolutely, it was for the kids that we did that.
Sure.
'Cause the book and the research for the book didn't even happen until, I didn't even get the idea until they were probably about, my oldest was about 3 or 4 years old. And that's when I started doing the research and the mm-hmm. writing.
Because I got to believe then that the main target for this book would be the woman and or man, because mm-hmm. you know there are the Mr. Mom kind of thing these days.
Yep, and there were some in the survey who were the father was the one who was.
Okay. So it's going to be the one who's more likely to be staying at home during this time,
right?
But who would really have a heart and a passion to stay at home if they could, but doesn't think it's possible. So
right.
This is to say,
or they're not sure how to.
Yeah,
right. They're struggling with the practicality of it. Like they know what they want, but they're not sure how to make it happen.
And I would think economically, because probably when you wrote the book, there were some tough things happening with the economy. But in many ways, it's not any better. It may even be prolonged is the issue. So mm-hmm. the need for assistance with making, if somebody's going to make this decision, then to have some help doing it is
right.
probably more profound now than it was even when you wrote the book.
I would say it's absolutely 100% true. And actually what's been interesting is I did write the book with the intention of the audience of people considering how to go live on less because they wanted to be home with their kids, and that was a big part of it. But I've actually had feedback from people who got ideas who were looking at retirement. So maybe they were going from a full-time employment down to part-time, or one of the spouses was retiring and so they were reducing their income that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or even people who have lost their job and so they're trying to figure out, well, how can I save money? Because there's a whole section on ways to save money.
Mm-hmm.
So You don't have to be in the situation where you're trying to decide what you're going to do when children arrive. You could be in a different place in your life and still benefit from the ideas. It's just that I was inspired by my own children and wanting to be able to be home with them as much as possible, which sometimes was full-time and sometimes was part-time, depending on our situation.
Okay. All right, Charmaine, appreciate your phone call. 1-800-684-2848 or 883-5000. We'll take a break in a second, but I'm just curious. Have you ever seen the stage play Peter Pan?
Yes. I was in it.
Oh, you were?
I was Tiger... Well, I've done the musical. You're talking about the musical.
Yeah, the musical.
I was Tiger Lily at Kenmore East.
Get out. Get out of town.
I was.
I just wondered that. I just wondered about that. Now, the reason I asked is because I heard that you were Tiger Lily.
Oh.
I was going to ask you who your favorite character was. So that's the, is that the Indian princess or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a singing part?
Yeah, I did.
Come on.
No kidding. Yes.
Wow.
It was a great show to be a part of. So it was one of the most fun productions of all time for
really?
Me.
Mm-hmm. And there was a live band down in the orchestra pit and stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Who would you say was the outstanding like clarinet player?
I'd say, what are you, thumbs up, Steve.
It's got to be Steve-O, I'm thinking, was probably the amazing clarinet player in that production.
That's right. Steve was really good at it, I'm sure.
I love it. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with Tiger Lily here in just a moment. 1-800-684-2848, 883-5000 in the greater Buffalo area. Kathy Breeze Dobler, our guest. She's author of Ditch the Joneses, Discover Your Family, How to Thrive on Less Than Two Incomes. Back after this word from Leslie Smith. If you have been severed from your job, if you've got an employment situation going on you need help with, she's an expert in employment law.
For years, you've dedicated yourself to your employment, and now you've been fired from your job. I'm Leslie Smith, an employment lawyer in Oakville, Ontario. In my 18 years of experience in employment law, I have seen many employees let go without an adequate severance package. I don't want this to happen to you. Call me today at 905-257-7714 to schedule an appointment. I'd be happy to meet with you to review your severance package. That's 905-257-7714.
Hey guys, why does it seem that we've lost the life and heart God created us with? Maybe it's the disappointments or discouragements life has thrown our way. Maybe it's past failures, passivity, or even religious obligations. Well, now's the time for us to take a second look in our hearts and discover those deep longings. I want to invite you to attend a unique men's weekend sponsored by Man Alive Ministries. It's inspired by John Eldridge and his book Wild at Heart, and is happening February the 28th through March the 2nd at the Laterno Christian Center on Canandaigua Lake. Man Alive is a group of passionate men from all over Western New York whose mission is to recover the truth about the gospel so that men like you and me can come fully alive. Join us February 28th through March the 2nd at the Laterno Christian Center on Canandaigua Lake. For more information, go to manaliveny.com. That's manaliveny.com.
Obamacare's on everyone's mind this year, just like it is here at EG Tax. This year, we can help you navigate that healthcare maze and continue to take advantage of the tax savings, such as the expanded earned income credit, the huge refundable education credit, and the final year for the energy credits. Let EG Tax help you and prepare you for this year. We have 26 offices with fees averaging hundreds less than our national competitors and free 1040 easy through the end of February. You can't go wrong, so call 566-11-EG or click EG Tax. And of course, at EG Tax, we answer to the highest authority. Have a blessed new year.
It's really weird. You want to love us on Facebook, but all you can do is like us. WDCX Radio.
Thanks for being with us. 1-800-684-2848, 883-5000 in the greater Buffalo area. We've got Kathy Breeze Dobler in studio with us. Ditch the Joneses, Discover Your Family, How to Thrive on Less Than Two Incomes. Is that possible? Well, the answer is yes. Takes some work, takes some commitment, and there's some pain involved, but it can be done and it can be worth it, and that's why we're talking about it. If that's your desire, there's help available. That's why Kathy Breeze Dobler is here to talk about it. And if you want to join us, 1-800-684-2848 or 883-5000. All right, Charlotte from Brampton, Ontario. How you doing, Charlotte?
I'm great, thanks.
So,
thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I'm going to sneak in my bedroom because I have, I think, 6 or 7 kids making noise here. So. I have 4 kids of my own. I have a few friends over for a play date. So I just kind of want to respond to Renee. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I wouldn't say I'm thriving at it right now, but an option I have, and I've had since I finished work full-time, is that I stay at home and I work casually, so my husband stays home when I go to work. And I usually only work about maybe 4 shifts a month, like hardly any. But it's just enough to help us get by and get over those few humps that we kind of need, extra expenses that we can't really cover sometimes with his income alone. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. If she's in that situation where she can just do a few hours here and there just to make her feel more comfortable, I just thought I'd give her a little bit of advice.
All right. What do you say in response?
Yeah, I think that's a great suggestion, Charlotte. Some of the other things that had come to mind to me is the people when I surveyed for the book, they were so resourceful. Like you're describing yourself as, you know, you're being very resourceful by doing that. Some of the other jobs that I remember people listing that they would do is one of the persons was a graphic designer. So she would take on projects as she could handle them and do those from home. Another person was a writer. So she would write articles as she could handle them. And then several people talked about a similar situation to you, which is that they took a job that was part-time, but they did off hours of their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So they would work when their spouse is able to be home with the kids. And it was something, even if they only did it for a few years, at least it made it easier for those few years to get through. So it's great to hear that you're thinking outside the box and that it's working for your family.
Yep. I've been really blessed to stay home for I basically going on 10 years now, so.
Good for you.
I'm very thankful for that.
Is there an official statistic anywhere that helps chronicle how many parents wish they could stay home but feel that they can't? I mean, is there any such thing out there? I got to believe that it's more than we realize. I don't think it's astronomically high, but I think that there are more people sort of silently suffering.
Right. I don't know if I have a specific statistic, but it's interesting when you asked before about the inspiration for the book. I remember having a conversation with a woman before I even had children. I worked in human resources, and I remember her and I, and we were talking about a project at work, and we were just finishing up the meeting, and she got kind of emotional, and she started talking about how she really just didn't even want to be there. She wanted to be home with her kids, but it just wasn't working out. They couldn't do that. And I remember it really touched me because I didn't have kids yet, and I remember seeing her emotion and thinking, wow, what are we going to do when we decide to have children? And so I know there's people like that out there, but they may not always be able to vocalize their concerns or their wishes or maybe afraid to.
Let me ask you the elephant in the room question. Are there people who get angry because you dare bring up this subject?
Oh, sure. And I think there's some people who misunderstand, too, what the purpose of...
Misunderstand what?
I think people misunderstand Ditch the Joneses. When I wrote the book, I think sometimes people looked at it and said, well, she's only talking about people who can have lots of money, or she's talking about people who can who want to do this, and does that mean that there's something wrong with me if I don't want to do this? No, that's not what it's for. This is just this is something we lived, and so we decided to share the ideas with others. And so it's unfortunate if somebody misunderstands it. I do remember hearing somebody one time say, oh, well, that's, you know, I can only go to that because that's only when the rich people can go. And so they just made the assumption that if you have one person working and the other one's not working, that first person is making a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a wrong assumption. There's a lot of families out there who do struggle through it. They get through it. But it's a struggle. It's not easy. And it's not only people who have a lot of money.
So for the mom or perhaps the dad, you know, depending on what the situation is, and there's no cookie cutter formula for this kind of thing.
Right.
But let's just say there's a mom who's got a newborn and she's feels like she's got to go back to work because it doesn't look like there's any way to make ends meet. And so she's going to have to find someone to care for her child, though her heart is breaking. She would prefer to be at home providing for that little one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're saying, why don't you think about that again? It may be possible if you're willing to do some hard work and look at this. The reality that you might be able to stay home and provide for your child till the little one is in school or something like that.
Right.
Or maybe your husband stays home. It is possible if you're willing to do the hard work and address the subject. Don't just assume
right.
you can't. That's why you wrote the book.
Right. Because I think it's easier to just assume you can't and rather than sit down and think it through. And so I wanted to make it a very easy, simple way for somebody to think through it. And so I actually put ideas in there, charts, ways for people to actually, you know, look at their calculations and how they spend their money and mm-hmm. ways to save money. I tried to make it so easy. My background is in training. And so for me, putting together a simple, basically a manual, a how-to guide, it's very second nature to me. So that's really how this book came to be. It's really like a guide for people. It's very practical.
All right. Charlotte, thanks for your call. 1-800-684-2848, 883-5000. We're giving away some copies of the book to those who participate today. And at whatever point we have more phone calls than we have books, we'll just randomly draw the names at the end of our time here. But you got a chance to have one. If you're willing to join us with a question or a comment, 1-800-684-2848, 883-5000. Need to get your financial household in order and prepare for the future? AD Vaca Financial in Stony Creek can help. Armando David Vaca is a trusted advertising partner and friend. He's been with us for years here on WDCX. And as much as we care about getting our physical bodies in shape, he says it's time we take a look at our finances.
Have peace of mind. Be ready for the unexpected. Achieve your life goals and get on track with your financial affairs with AD Vaca Financial.
Hello, Armando David Vaca here. At the beginning of a new year, people make resolutions like dieting, exercising, and reducing stress. These resolutions focus on health, but 80% of us fail to work on our financial health through a customized, comprehensive financial plan. My staff and I here at AD Vaca Financial in Stony Creek will help you plan your financial future using the inherent advantages of biblical principles to make your plan work for you.
Call AD Vaca Financial to schedule your free WDCX consultation at 905-549-PLAN. That's 905-549-7526. Bullion, insurance, and segregated funds are provided through Kingsview Financial Assurance Incorporated.
It's Kia Canada's 15th anniversary, and to celebrate, they are throwing their prices back like they were 15 years ago. It's the 15-month throwback event happening at Posada Kia of Ajax Pickering. Owners Joe and Marcel are ready to get you into the vehicle you need at prices you would have paid 15 years ago, like the award-winning 2014 Sorento, voted best new SUV, regular $159 biweekly, now with throwback pricing, $124 biweekly for the first 15 months, with zero down and 0% financing, or the all-new 2014 Rondo, regular $128 biweekly, now with throwback pricing, only $88 biweekly, with zero down and 0% financing. It's Kia Canada's 15th anniversary sale happening at Posada Kia, with throwback pricing on all 2014s. Head over today and lock into these incredible savings. Ask for Joe or Marcel, and they'll give you all the details. They're located at 1675 Bailey Street, just off the 401 in Pickering. Posada Kia, where family makes the difference.
Neil is waiting to hear from you. Call 1-800-684-2848 or in Buffalo, 883-5000.
See, I always feel like there's like some unwritten spiritual law that says if you cut off Mandisa before she gets to the chorus, that you're in big trouble. It's like God would not be happy with me or something. Absolutely love that song. It's so encouraging about pressing forward, knowing that all things are possible with God, and we are overcomers because of the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for being with us. It's Thursday here on Lifeline. Kathy Breeze Dobler, author of Ditch the Joneses, Discover Your Family, How to Thrive on Less Than Two Incomes, our guest in studio, and we've got several other calls we want to get to here quickly. So let's go right to it, and I guess it's going to be Zuzana from Ajax. How are you? Nice to hear from you again.
I'm awesome. And comment is going to be that I worked in the corporate world for a long time, and I've now been doing real estate for 10 years. But I never really, believe it or not, it's not one of those things, but my forte was not a business plan, et cetera. So I said, I'm going to do this. popped in, paid for the courses. But I'm looking back and I'm thinking, if I had taken the time to figure out what it was going to cost me to be in business, I would have taken a little more time saving and preparing for it. So just like you're talking about saving and preparing on being on one income, some people don't look when they're becoming entrepreneurs what it's going to cost them to run their business. And it's not inexpensive. So it's just a thought. And I wanted to give a shout out. Yesterday, Eden Mezganow sponsored a segment of your thing, and she's an awesome realtor. And I just wanted to say, hey, Eden.
Okay. All right. A little word there. And any thought about what Susanna was just sharing? You good with that?
Yeah, no, I thought that was a great advice because, I remember when I actually started my own business, that one of the first things people said was put together a business plan, and that's absolutely right. And some people don't do that. Yeah, but it is great if you do one because it really helps you think through what you just said, which is the costs of it, and so you can anticipate it. So just like when you're running a household family budget, you have to think of the same things when you're doing a business budget.
All right. Yeah, thank you. And Susanna, appreciate your input there. Let me get to the next one here. We're going to have to move quickly. Jesse in Springville. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Nice to have you along. You had a comment.
Well, I think maybe you guys have already talked about it. My husband and I are a pretty young couple. We got married young, and we both worked for a few years and decided to start a family. And I ended up having a really rare, awful pregnancy disorder that racked up thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of medical bills. And once we had our little boy, he was born really early, and he was in the NICU. And when we finally got him home, I couldn't bear to be away from him for a second. I just wanted to be home with him. And my husband and I both felt very convicted that God was calling us to have me be a stay-at-home mom. But we had to go down to one income, and we had medical debt that we didn't plan for. And so we really were stretched in a big way. It was just relying on God completely blind because we just didn't know how we were going to pay for groceries some weeks. And it was just an awesome lesson of God's faithfulness. And in that time, God really laid on my heart to just seek him about ways for me to make some money from home. And it started out just like making jelly and putting it on Facebook and saying, hey, I made 24 cans of jelly. Anybody want some? And he just kept directing me and giving me creative ideas about ways to make some extra money, and sewing projects and painting and all sorts of things. So I just wanted to encourage other moms out there that if you put it to God, he'll give you the answer, and he'll give you creative ideas that aren't your own. They're from him, and if you solely trust on him, he's awesome and faithful, and he most definitely will always come through. And it was scary to go down to one income and not know how we're going to pay bills, but it was such an awesome growing experience, and you learn so much about yourself and your spouse and your relationship with God that I'd never change it for anything.
I think you should have Jesse write an endorsement for your next book, right?
I was going to say, what a fantastic testimony, Jesse. Yeah. That was wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. And it was totally scary, but you can do it. And, you know, sometimes it's really good to go into something and just have to trust God. It's good to be in those vulnerable situations that you have to trust him, and there's no other option because you learn so much about yourself and your relationship with God. And I can say that through that experience, it made my faith completely 100% unshakable.
All right, listen,
it gave him a way to show up in such a big way.
I've got to add something here, and Kathy, you may want to, you know, react to what Jesse just said, but mm-hmm. I want to say this. You said sometimes it's valuable to be in that, you know, place, I forget how you worded it, Jesse, outside of our comfort zone, in other words, because we see the hand of God at work in our life in new and different ways. Going back to the statement I made earlier, the Word of God clearly tells us, without faith, it is impossible to please God. All right, and faith is that being in that place of not being sure what the outcome is going to look like, but trusting God in the process, right? I mean, that's ultimately what faith is. It's about saying, Lord, I think you've called me to something. I've seen in the past how you've worked in my life, but there's no guarantee that you're going to work this thing out all I know is that you love me and you know what's best for me and my family, so we're going to trust you here. And that place of discomfort is where faith comes into play. But remembering that without faith, it's impossible to please God, I think that many of us in the Christian life never come to know the fullness of God, never really experience all that he can do, and never have as much fun on this great adventure as we should because we don't allow ourselves to live by faith. And I'm not saying that going down to a single income is what everyone has to do. This is not a legalistic comment. It's not even a condemning comment. It's just when we choose to trust God, he never fails us. And provided it's something he's asking us to do, you know, I don't think we should trust God in areas where we hope to sin or something. That's not the point. But when we're being obedient to God and we're doing the things that we believe he's leading us to do, and he asks us to put our faith and trust in him, not in our circumstances, not in any predictable outcomes, that's when we really see the hand of God at work. It comes to life and it changes us. And Jesse, you described this learning about God in a different way. I think we heard Kathy talking about that earlier. I talked about it when we moved to Washington, D.C. and saw God show up in so many miraculous ways in our lives. And I just, my heart breaks for believers who never get to really see that. So I'm just thrilled for you, Jesse, and grateful for the way you've been able to describe that whole process in your life.
Oh, thank you. Me too, for sure.
All right. And, make sure you give us your email because Kathy needs your endorsement on the next book.
So,
all right.
Awesome.
God bless. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. I guess it's going to be April in Lackawanna. And Nicole, you're last. We're going to have the last call coming up here in a moment. But April, just before that. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, thank you. I wanted to make a comment. I wanted to say, thanks for taking this topic up, on the air. And
sure.
And I can attest to the fact of, being a stay-at-home mom and, living on one income. And I called in because I was wanting to comment on the issue that was brought up about, you feel like you have to make lots of money. The person who's, working, whether, usually the father, but bringing in the most income, and they have to make lots of money. But, I've been blessed with being able to stay at home and my husband not bringing in, an insurmountable amount of money, but, really being able to just, as long as we have our needs, it's not like always about, oh, I want this, I want that. There's so many wants that I have. But, I just try to really just live within, our needs. We have our food on the table. We have clothing. We're blessed with a great house. But I don't know. It's just because I know a lot of mothers, even that I talk to, they're working and, there's not going to be enough money. There's not going to be enough money. But, I try to encourage them and tell them, well, really, it all comes down to, in a way, like you'll never have enough money. How a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to wait until I have enough money to have kids. And it's like, I tell my brother that. I'm like, you're never going to have enough money if you're waiting to have enough money to have kids, then you'll never have kids. But, God always, provides, what you need at the perfect timing, too. Might be down to the last penny, mm-hmm. but, he seems to always just throw in a little bit of extra money. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. I have my kids, running around downstairs and...
I got to tell you, I am too. Kathy's a very scary person.
I remember those days, April.
Yeah, and it seems like when you ever get on the phone, that's when they always want to want your attention and get into everything.
Oh, absolutely. So. They know.
Right, but the kind of thing she's saying, yeah. You've heard this a lot. I mean, right, Kathy? This is a kind of...
absolutely. That
reaction you get from people.
You do, and yeah. Sometimes it's... it goes back down to, I really like how you said it, April. You said, we have food on our table, we have clothes on our back. Like, it sounds to me like you're somebody who can stop and look at those things and feel the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just wonderful that you can do that. And that's another thing I would encourage people to do is sometimes I think people just don't stop and look at the blessings. They get so frenzied, they get so overwhelmed. And April, I think you said it very nicely in that, you're thankful for those basic needs that they're being fulfilled and you're seeing it and living with it and feeling content with it is what I'm sensing from you.
Good for you, April. You go, girl. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. God bless.
Uh-huh,
and got just about a minute or two left here for Nicole in Ontario. How you doing, Nicole?
Very good. How are you doing?
Great. So a comment about single income. What's up with that?
Well, you know, I just have to say that I wish I could just record and just clip this, the last couple minutes of the program, because my husband and I, my family, have been talking about going into that scary zone of the one income. And it has been a real, you want to do the will of God. You want to do what He asks you to do. But then there's the whole thing of, you know, is this just what I want to do, or is this what God wants us to do as a family? And then of course, then just the fear of the one income. And I just really appreciate the scripture that you use and how you spoke of just walking in that faith and be willing to follow God wherever He leads, and no matter how scary that might seem. And so that's exactly what I feel like our family's sort of been going through, and I'm just saying, okay, God, I want to do what You want us to do, but is this me? Is this You? and just the fear of the one income has been pretty big for us too, for me in particular. Not so much my husband. I'm thankful for that. So, yeah, so it's just what an incredible encouragement this has been for me, particularly in what we've been going through. And these are the questions I've been asking myself, is can we do this? And even the last couple callers, when they spoke of, how the needs are met and how God is so faithful, and that really spoke to my heart, and I really did appreciate that.
Well, I got to jump in again. I'm stealing all your time, Kathy. But Nicole, let me just say how thrilling it is to hear you talking like that. And then on the question, can you do this? I don't mean to be trite or cliche or anything like that. But you know what? Actually, no, you can't. You can't do it. But if it's what God's calling you to do, He will do it. You know, it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I don't know if it's verse 21 or 24 because I get a little dyslexic on these things. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, faithful is the one who calls you, for He will also bring it to pass.
Okay? Oh, amen. Amen.
Pray about it, and if this is God speaking to your heart, then rest in peace that He will bring it to pass. There's nothing to fear because He's in control. And read Hebrews chapter 11 and absorb it and understand that the things you read about in Hebrews chapter 11 is what He's called all of us to do. And it ultimately comes down to trusting God. And Kathy, I want to turn it to you now, because that's why I think that a topic like this is so exciting, because mm-hmm. it encourages people that if you think this is what God is saying to you, trust Him.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. You were. I was thinking of Isaiah 41, where it talks about, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Mm-hmm. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And so, you know, just remember that literally His hand is holding you up. And look for that support in prayer and through God's word, and that'll give you more guidance as far as what you're supposed to do as your family moves forward.
Yeah. Good for you, Nicole.
Well, thank you.
All right,
thank
be blessed. God bless you. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with author Kathy Breeze Dobler, Ditch the Joneses, Discover Your Family, How to Thrive on Less Than Two Incomes. Some information coming your way, so grab a pencil and a pen and a piece of paper, because we're going to want to send you to some important websites. Today's program brought to you by each and every one of our advertising partners, for whom we are grateful. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here.
Financial Moments with Tom Copeland.
God admonishes us to obtain counsel. Proverbs 15:22 states, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed." However, be careful to avoid worldly financial counsel. Psalms 1 says, "Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night." And in 1 Corinthians 2:14, Paul said, "The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them." After obtaining godly counsel, it is your responsibility to pray and ask God for His wisdom in weighing that advice. Proverbs 14:15 states, "A simple man believes anything, but a prudent man gives thought to his steps." Therefore, in respect of any important financial decision, seek godly counsel. To learn more, check out BibleFinance.org.
I absolutely never liked going to the dentist, even as a child.
But all that changed for WDCX sales manager Peter Tasca when he met Dr. Riad.
He just has a very soothing, professional way about him, and his staff is excellent. The best way I could describe it, it's kind of a serene environment. And I think Dr. Riad and his staff really helped to create that environment And it helps not only help alleviate some of my fears and trepidations, but I think it does the same for a lot of people too. I would recommend Dr. Riad to anybody I know. He truly is the best dentist I've come across, and I haven't had a better experience by far at any of the dentists that I've ever been to over the course of my adult life.
Do what Peter did and call Dr. Riad's office today to schedule an appointment. 688-3000. He has three convenient locations, East Amherst, Tonawanda, and Snyder. Don't forget to mention you're a WDCX listener.
Western New York, Southern Ontario, Northwestern Pennsylvania, the Capital District, Western New England, and via the internet, people all over the world are listening to Lifeline on WDCX Radio.
So again, we run out of time. We've got a bunch of stuff to get to here, but so there's an open door for you to come back, Kathy.
Great.
You're always welcome here.
Wonderful.
And it's just so practical, the stuff you're talking about, and ultimately, of course, encourages us to live by faith. So how can you go wrong with that?
Right.
All right. A lot of great stuff said today. How do you want to wrap it up?
Well, I hope that we know what I was really encouraged to hear so many people call in and talk about their own testimonials. That was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to find out more and want to get some of the practical ideas that are in the book, there's two different sites that I'd like to direct them to.
Okay.
The first one, as I mentioned before, is where they could get a copy of the paper copy. Also the workbook on CD. And those would both be available at ditchthe.com, just like Ditch the Joneses. It's mm-hmm. ditchthe.com. And if they're interested in the electronic version, which is the video-enhanced ebook, they could get that in three different places. They could get it on Nook or Kindle, or they could also just, if they want to get on a tablet in general, they can go to the store. It's store.vook.com, and that would get them to that. And just search for Ditch the Joneses under that. Store.vook.com.
I'm going to be comfortable with that one of these days. It's just so funny. All right, store.vook.com.
Yeah, and it'll just download it onto their tablet, and they can look at it from there, and there's video on it and audio and PDF files. They can download things like that on that video-enhanced ebook.
All right. Well, keep us posted on what's up with you. Keep up the good work, and come back sometime soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Neil.
All right. God bless. Kathy Breeze Dobler, author of Ditch the Joneses. Discover your family. Congratulations to Charmaine, Sharon, Renee, and Jesse. We randomly drew your name. You'll get a copy of free copy of this book. We'll send it out to each of you. Today's program brought to you by our friends at Tyndale University and Seminary.